This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are not going to waste 1 second here and get right to our first guest. Neil Priester is with us, Enchanted Kitchens, and you've heard Neil on with us before, and we are super thrilled to have this great company partner with us here at Haystack Help Radio, and just great people. And Neil, I look forward to these shows each week with you. So good to see you, sir.
Me too. Glad to be on board.
Hey, we made it. We almost made it through another week here. Anyway,
yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. All right, Enchanted Kitchens. 3535 South Platte River Drive, enchantedkitchens.net. Boy, if you're around that area there, off Platte River Drive, get by, see their showroom. I'm telling you, it is worth the trip. If you drive an hour or you drive 5 minutes, go by there, take a look, and you will see why we're excited about having such a quality company with us. So, Neil, you know, we've been doing an offer, and you were kind enough to extend us an offer, and I kind of wanted to go through that a little bit today, and because sometimes people may not really understand what all it is, but you're giving us a 15% off Europa brand cabinets to all of our listeners, and then after a visit to your experience center there, our listeners will get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. That's a pretty good deal right there, my friend. Thank you.
You bet. Glad to help.
Yeah.
Glad to help the customers.
So, you know, getting in the home, that's an important part for your designers and all to get in, to just kind of look around, kind of see what they're about, you know. And once people have you in your home, you know, they're sold if you can help them, or they wouldn't have trusted you to have them in their home, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's great once you get in their home. And what does that initial consultation kind of look like, you know, as your designers come back and kind of give you feedback? What do they kind of go there in that first visit and talk about?
Well, we get the advantage of bringing product into the home, so we see the product in their lighting conditions, which is a big help to reaffirm their choices. But a lot of what we do there is we do space planning. We do lifestyle enhancement, or at least look how they live and use the space. So we try and custom tailor it to what their needs are. Theories about space planning have changed over the years, so we try and bring those trends into the design as well.
Right. So does everybody just have a different idea of, like, you know, what's the first thing you notice or should notice when you walk into a kitchen? Is that different for everybody?
Yeah. I mean, there's some design concepts that you want to still maintain where you can. You still want the impact points, or, you know, focal points. Put the most money where the impact is.
Right.
So there's those design elements, but there's also the functionality side too. You want the things that you don't see to be able to be in place.
And I think that's really important. We talked about this before. You don't want to be so design oriented that when you leave, the people are like, man, this isn't us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I know you guys don't do. I mean, you want to build a kitchen for your customer, right? And that's really, really important. So talking about cabinets and Europa brand cabinets, and I did a little research on them too. Boy, it looks like great, great cabinets. And, you know, first of all, you just have to understand, and I told you before the show, before I met you, I never really thought about cabinets. Hey, there's a door and there's a knob, and that's a cabinet. But you know what? Once you get in to start looking at all these, not all cabinets are created equal, my friend.
Yeah, there's different materials and construction methods that have been used for a lot of years that are sound and tried and true, but there's also innovations now that we can apply as well. Yeah, it does move fast. It's a cabinet, it's boxes, it's doors, but there's always innovations.
Sure. Neil Priester is with us once again. It's Enchanted Kitchens. I hope you'll get by and see them. Let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio. Now, a few features about them, and we're just kind of going to get into this a little bit today. I noticed you could do some real custom things there as far as the height, depth, width. I just wanted people to understand, when we talk about custom, that's what we mean. It's going to be made for you.
That's a huge advantage. We use this particular brand to our advantage in that way, because we can do custom modifications for free. So very commonly, we'll put in a 34-inch cabinet for the price of a 30-inch cabinet. And we're maximizing the space. We're minimizing the fillers, which is just dead wasted space. And we're doing it at a good price because of the custom modifications for free. Yeah.
Sure. And then finishes, I guess, is just pretty endless there as well, isn't it?
You know, a nice thing about Europa, they actually are the flagship for Master Brands Holding Cabinetry, which is the largest cabinet holding company in the U.S., and this is their flagship for contemporary and modern products. So they're very innovative, and, yeah, it's... So you have a cross-section of doors, a cross-section of finishes, and they're mutually exclusive. You just apply the right color to the right door style.
Right. And, you know, just from being around your team a little bit and talking with some of your designers and yourself, I can tell it's very, very important for you guys to do something that many companies don't do anymore, and that's listen to the customer and what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, everyone's different, Scott, and they're all right. I mean, they know their lifestyle. They know their space. They know. Yeah. So the secret is to get them to tell you what they need, and then you just do it.
And then it's great to say, hey, look, we can do that. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Let me show you something that you might not have thought about, and that's a good way of saying, this may work better. We'll do what you want to do, but if you thought about this, and I think every customer appreciates, you know, someone just not agreeing with them and doing exactly what they want without even offering some suggestions, and that's why I want your experience. I mean, man, you guys got years and years and years of experience there. I'm building a kitchen for the first time, custom. I want that experience on my side and to help me.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not only regarding the space, but even architectural elements, structural elements, they may not be aware that a wall could be removed or moved easily, and we can just walk through that pretty easily as well. Did you consider this? Because we don't bring the emotional attachment that they have to the space, and we bring a new perspective.
Right. So when you first look at cabinets, and again, I realize we're focusing on that, because you can do any size, because you can do any finish, I mean, are you really just looking at the design, the lines of the cabinet, and the woods it's available in? What are just some of the other things you go through there?
To customize it to the customer, first the assumption is you can get the line to do what needs to be done with it, but that's a given. So you look at their furniture, you look at the colors that they've used in the past, you look at their history and what they have a sense of themselves, and you build on that. So some of it's kind of intangible and it's a bit ethereal, but that's how you apply good design.
Right. Once again, if you're just joining us, Neil Priester is with us. It's Enchanted Kitchens. They're located at 3535 South Platte River Drive. You can check out their website. They've got a beautiful website, enchantedkitchens.net. And their number is 303-376-7588. You know, we've said this before, and you know, everybody knows there's big box stores out there, and I was in the furniture business for years, and I worked for a store years ago, Casey Fine Furniture, which had a certain line and different quality they carried, and then I was the corporate sales manager for Jake Jabs, and you know what? Jake never tried to be Casey Fine Furniture, and the reason I bring that up is, you know, we're not Home Depot. Mm-hmm. We're not Lowe's, meaning Enchanted Kitchens, okay? And you're not trying to be them, and they're not trying to be you. But, folks, just, you know, no matter what you're looking at least go and see what some real quality looks like. Mm-hmm. Get with somebody that can help you design. And I think you'll quickly see, and I love the word value, Neil. You know, I always have. And there's a difference. You get what you pay for. And, boy, there's no worse feeling in the world. Feel like you buy something that's going to last you a while, and it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You never look back on quality and regret that.
So it's fun, Scott. We interview the customers at depth, and the goal is to try and find out what they really need. We don't sell features; we sell lifestyles, and that's how you get a happy customer.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So let's talk about. You know, so you look at the cabinet, I guess the door profile first, and you look at the woods. I mean, what are just some of the, and you may not know all of them, but just pretty good selection of wood choices too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, that goes to what the customer needs. So as a designer, I like to use maple when I want a real monochromatic finish, and doesn't have the grain texture that a cherry or an oak does. Okay. If you want to use some oaks, but you don't like the traditional way it's been used in the past, you can paint them, which opens up those pores and just creates a different texture to the space.
Now, organization seems to be coming in a lot more in kitchens. I mean, I think we all have that junk drawer in a kitchen somewhere. But, man, looking in your showroom there and just seeing some of the different pullouts and, you know, Lazy Susan type deals I grew up with, but just seeing all the different things that are available. I mean, you want to make that kitchen very functional, usable, and all that, don't you, with cabinets?
You maximize the space. That's what you do. So in my industry, I like to say our victory comes an inch at a time. Mm. And if you're not using that space effectively, you're doing, you might be good, doing good space planning, but you're not utilizing it properly.
Right. Yeah. And just that space efficiency, because mm-hmm. it doesn't matter how big. You can have, you know, 5,000 square foot kitchen, but if it's not set up right,
right.
doesn't do you any good, right?
Right. There really is a lot of innovation. The interior rollouts have come a long way. They're doing lighting now inside cabinets. So some of those Lazy Susans that are a cavern that you can't even see into, now they have lighting that operates with the door. Mm-hmm. You just have to make sure it fits for the customer.
Right, absolutely. Once again, it's Enchanted Kitchens, and our offer here for Haystack Help Radio, they were kind to give us right now, is 15% off Europa brand cabinets. And that's to all of our Haystack Help Radio listeners. And after a visit to the Experience Center, located at 3535 South Platte River Drive, you will get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. And you can give them a call at 303-376-7588. Again, 303-376-7588. I did get one question in when I told someone I was going to have you on today, and they said, you know, kitchen islands, a lot of times they're in the center of a room, but sometimes it's cool to offset them a little bit, again, to take advantage of maybe a certain space. And that's where I think some of this thing can come in with all the experience of your designers and the years, because I think a typical person will go, oh, well, doesn't it go in the middle? Yeah, but if you put it over here, look how much more room and functionality it gives you.
And the way you're orienting it to the space. If you mm-hmm. want to capture a view, for instance, you can do different shapes, triangles, you know, so that you can utilize the space there properly.
Right.
Seating, not seating, multiple tiers. There's all kinds of ways to be innovative. Islands are just fun, and they're used so commonly because you got good access all the way around them, unlike the old peninsula ways of doing things.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, let's start, a couple minutes left here, but will it start with, you know, with, okay, you got a family of six, and so what kind of dining table or kitchen table are you going to put in there, or what do you have in mind there? I mean, does it start with, when once you get the cabinets and all that, just for the floor plan itself of where to put different things? Does it start then with what type of furniture, bar stools, different things like that, just to get an idea?
Tailored to the customer. Make mm-hmm. sure that you're first providing the space to accommodate all six of those. So the questions we're asking is who's in the kitchen, how many cooks, how do you entertain? When you entertain, how many people are there, and make the space fit to that, then the finishes throughout have to be respectful of, again, the architecture, the existing colors in the home, or you do something with the juxtaposition. There's different ways to do it. But, yeah, the furniture is a key part of it.
Sure. And I tell you, your designers have a lot of experience, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in this industry a long time. I'm actually a third-generation carpenter. And so I brought all that skill and training into this. I've been doing kitchens now for 25 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
it's great fun.
Absolutely. Well, Neil, once again, we are thrilled you're with us. And, folks, I hope you'll get by. It's Enchanted Kitchens, 3535 South Platte River Drive. Make sure you say hello to Neil. Let him know you heard about him here on the show. EnchantedKitchens.net, 303-376-7588. Now is your chance to save 15% off Europa brand cabinets. And also, once you visit their Experience Center there in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. So, Neil, we'll look forward to our next visit, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
it.
Sir. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Shawn of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, my name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us today. Well, it is very good to have our good friend John Hinkle back in studio, Online Trading Academy. No stranger to our airways, and been with us for a number of years. And, of course, with the events of the last several months, it has put a change to a lot of businesses, including Online Trading Academy. But we are glad to report the doors are back open and ready to do some business to help some folks. So, John Hinkle, good to see you, sir.
Great to see you, Scott.
Man, I tell you, it seems like somebody was just saying, it's hard to believe we're not even 6 months into the year yet. And I said, yeah, man, it just seems like the last few months have lasted forever.
They have, you know, it's been a big challenge for a lot of people, really disrupted people's lives. And I'm so happy that things are starting to open up more. Mm-hmm. The weather's warming up and you know, obviously you still need to be cautious and want to be careful. But, I think, you know, people are meant to be out and about, and you know, we're social creatures. I think we're healthier mentally, mm-hmm. and certainly a lot happier when we're able to go about our lives.
Absolutely.
In a more normal fashion.
Man, no doubt. Well, John, it's like I say, it's been a while since you've been on, a few months, and you know, we hopefully got some new listeners that haven't heard you before. So let's start with a little bit about your background, and then we'll get into how you got in with online trading.
Yeah, of course, Scott. Really, you know, many years ago, 1987, I don't know how many years that is, I started as a professional trader. I was trading for my own account on the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I did that for 15 years, and then subsequently I retired, decided I didn't really like being retired, ended up trading 10 years on the Chicago Mercantile, trading futures for 10 years for myself. And long about 2012, I turned 50 and decided I wanted to do something different. I wanted to get out. I grew up in Arizona, so I really missed the sunshine. I was living in Chicago for a long time, and if you've ever been to Chicago, the winters aren't too kind there, and the summers aren't much better. It's not like Denver. And I wanted to get out to a place that was, you know, had more quality of life, and so I moved to Denver, and I knew I wanted to do something in the. So I wanted to be involved in business. I tried retiring once before, and found that you know, I was bored out of my mind, and a friend of mine recommended Online Trading Academy, and I took a class there, and I really liked it, and so I ended up deciding to run the Denver branch of Online Trading Academy, and I've been doing that now for the last, 8 years now, I guess I've been doing that, and I love it. I kind of call it my retirement, where I'm doing something I love rather than something I have to do, and I love educating people about the market. It's something I'm very passionate about. It's a powerful skill that people can develop, and my goal is to help people make better financial decisions, and that's what we try to do at the Academy.
Absolutely. And I tell you, I mean, the way that you and I were kind of talking about before we came on air today, I think with when this first started, all the presidential news conferences every day, the governor, the mayor, I mean, it just kind of put everybody into a state of fear and unknown in every walk of their life.
It really did. I mean, and the financial markets joined in that. We had that huge sell-off in March, and we've recovered a lot of it. There's still an awful lot of damage that have been done to people's lives, people out of work. You look at the number of people out of work, it's just unbelievable where we were and where we are now. Mm-hmm. And frankly, from my point of view, a lot of this is really self-imposed, and I hope that we'll get it in a better place as soon as possible.
Sure. Now, when we talk about kind of the goal or the mission of Online Trading Academy. How would you explain that?
You know, our goal really as a financial educator is helping people make better financial decisions, better informed ones, making them more knowledgeable about the markets, making them more confident. You know, when you're confident about something, when you have more knowledge, take some of the emotion out and you'll make better decisions. And we're going to give you strategies and techniques that can help you make better decisions as well.
All right, good deal. Now, a lot of people have had to adapt their business, change some ways of doing business. And you guys have even kind of made a change in something that you're kind enough to offer us, which is a class. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we've changed a lot of things. Most of our students still prefer to come in and be in a traditional classroom environment. And we still have those, although we're doing them with about a fraction of the people that we would normally hold in a class, or, you know, safe distancing, you know, doing the sanitizing, wearing masks, things like that to make people more safe. And we've also added online classes. So people that are maybe worried about coming to even a relatively safe group gathering, mm-hmm. people that are worried about that can actually take these classes online and they can get them on our website.
Okay. And boy, we've seen a big change in that with even the medical community and a lot of businesses now. They're doing the meetings through there. So, but like you and I said, it's not quite the same as being right there, but it can work.
Yeah, I'm of a certain age that I really like to be. I like to learn in person. I like hands-on. I like that activity, and many of our students do still prefer that. But if that doesn't mean that's the only way. If you're somebody that's maybe in a position where you don't want to take any risk, or maybe you shouldn't take any risk at all, being in a social in a group gathering at all, you can take our classes online and you'll get the same information.
Right. Now, are those interactive in any way? So, like, if I'm sitting there watching and I got a question while I'm going on, how does that kind of work?
Yeah, there's a chat feature where people can ask questions back and forth for the online questions. And it's very interactive. It's a really good class either way.
Absolutely. Well, you've always been kind enough to give us some free passes, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so if you just call in, the first 10 people that call, we'll give them free passes to attend one of our classes, either in person, or you can actually just sign up on the website if you'd like to.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. John has been kind enough to give us passes for the first 10 callers. And once again, this is a 90-minute class at the Academy's Denver campus. During the class, you will learn how the markets really work, making you a more confident and knowledgeable investor. And all you have to do is call 303-217-4511. That number again is 303-217-4511. Now, because of the social distancing and all, again, they've got a beautiful campus with tons of room, but trying to just follow all the regulations that are in place, at least right now, seating is limited, so please call for this 90-minute class. And just mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, and that number is 303-217-4511. You can also visit their website, tradingacademy.com, to get dates and information on that. And I promise you they will probably be having a class that will fit your schedule. And so that number again is 303-217-4511. So, John, when you look into this and help, and like you said, I think you mentioned two things, you know, confidence and knowledge, because I think what's put so much fear into people, those of us that are handling finances maybe on our own, we realize how much we don't know and how much confidence we don't have. And then the ones that have their money maybe with a, quote, a financial planner, they don't really know what's going on with their money either.
They really don't. It's something that we as Americans kind of just take for granted. We put our money, do what we're supposed to do. But most people really don't understand how that process works. And, you know, some of the people that come into our classes, maybe they just want to have a better conversation with their financial advisors. Others might want to take a more active role in it. Either way, we can really kind of get you up to speed, understanding that finance can be a little bit intimidating to a lot of people. There's a lot of jargon, there's a lot of terms and things that people aren't familiar with, and we'll really take those down, break those down into bite-sized portions that everyday people can understand.
Right. And we've talked about this before, but we don't want people to be intimidated thinking they need some kind of financial background to do something like this. You've often said you would almost rather they didn't. Right?
I really do. Yeah. I mean, we when somebody comes in that's brand new to trading and investing, you know, we have a lot of students that, you know, maybe have never gotten around to doing this. Maybe they've thought they should have, but never known how to get started. If you're someone that's new to this, you're a blank slate. We'll teach you how the markets really work from the ground up. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, most our students find it a very enjoyable process.
Right. And, you know, so many times, as you talked about getting older, a lot of times we don't realize it when we're in our 20s and 30s and 40s, all the financial importance of knowing things. So, man, I would think this would be a great class for say, hey, you know what? You're in your 20s and 30s and 40s, man. Don't you wish you knew now what or knew then what you know now?
Right? It reminds me of a saying that one of our instructors told me, and I don't know if this is true, but he said it was an old Chinese proverb. When's the best time to plant a tree? And the correct answer is 25 years ago.
Right.
The second best time to plant a tree is right now.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Once again, we appreciate John doing this. First 10 callers to 303-217-4511. Again, 303-217-4511. You're going to get a free pass to this 90-minute class, and you can go to tradingacademy.com to get the dates and times of these classes, but it's only 90 minutes. And once again, their mission is just trying to help give you some confidence and knowledge about the financial world, learning how the markets really work. And you can go to tradingacademy.com to get those dates. And John, again, you mentioned this, but I just want to mention for those that maybe, and we always hear the word age 65, which is getting closer to me every day. I only got three more years for that. But 65 and older, hey, if you feel more comfortable doing it on the virtual way, by all means do that.
Absolutely. You can do that and you'll have a good experience attending the class virtually. Like I said, my preference is in person.
Sure.
I'm someone that I like the hands-on. I like to be, you know, the virtual is interactive through questions and answers. You can
right.
type things in, but I like the face-to-face, being able to ask questions myself.
Sure.
So that's, but either or is a great way to, you know, get a little bit of knowledge, get a little bit of understanding of something that most of us don't understand enough about.
Absolutely, for sure. Well, John, it's got to be a good feeling to walk back through the office doors, turn the lights on, and be ready, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. you know, our whole staff is so excited to be back and
sure.
and be, you know, be meeting with our students. We have amazing students, and that's one of the things I love best about my role at the Academy is the people that we work with, the people that we help. You know, they're great people, and that's sense of community that we get at the Academy's one of the greatest satisfactions that I have.
Absolutely. Well, John, we appreciate your time today and look forward to hearing more about this in the weeks to come. And, man, congratulations for turning the sign back to open.
Thank you, sir.
That's John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy. Once again, don't wait, folks. Call now, 303-217-4511 for your chance to get into one of these 90-minute classes. Absolutely free, no charge. All you got to do is mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. You should always call the police, no matter how small your accident may seem. Here's why.
The experience that I've had is once you say, listen, I want to have the police called, and if a person gets nervous about that, you know that you're immediately dealing with a different situation. If the person is like, well, that's fine, I'll wait around as well and we can get it documented, no problem, then you know you're also dealing with a credible person too. And so it's a really good litmus test to see how that person reacts.
Always call the police right away. Then call KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Injuries happen all the time, quarantine or no quarantine. So put this number in your phone now, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Trial tested, trial ready. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their experience center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, and we'd like to welcome you to a segment we call Welcome to Protect Your Legacy. And it's with attorney Blake Harris of Mile High Estate Planning, and it is always great to have Blake with us. How are you, sir?
Scott, I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing
this
good.
Thursday afternoon.
I'm doing well. Hey, we've almost made it through the week, sir.
Yep, almost Friday.
Absolutely. Well, once again, it's Mile High Estate Planning. Please check out his website. Several reasons I want you to do that. Number one, he has a lot of information on there about all they do with estate planning. But really and truly, I want you to look at the reviews that people have left on their own free will of just their experience with Blake. And I'm telling you, they are amazing, and you will see why. Blake Harris is our estate planning attorney for Haystack Help. So, Blake, first of all, I mean, over the last few months, this virus and COVID thing has affected all of our businesses. So what's it doing right now to Mile High Estate Planning?
It's been keeping us quite busy. I've had the firm since the year my children were born. My children are now 7 years old, and we've never been this busy before. A lot of people are waking up to the importance of creating an estate plan, and a lot of people who have created an estate plan are now taking the time to review it. It's unfortunate that it's taken a tragedy like this to get people to do their estate planning, but it definitely comes with some silver lining, because most of all of us are going to make it through this pandemic just fine. And a lot of more people will have their affairs in order for planning for what is the inevitable at some point in time. So we've been busy. We've been getting to help a lot of people, and that's what I want to do. That's what we want to be able to do here at Mile High Estate Planning.
Absolutely, because, you know, when you do see this and all the different things that can happen so quickly, and, you know, we've talked about, you know, I've seen and read stories where somebody was fine one day, this virus did hit them hard, and all of a sudden they were incapacitated in a hospital on a ventilator, thinking probably, as most of us do, we've got all the time in the world to do something like this with an estate plan. So you just never know. So I do think it brings to the forefront of all of our minds, you know what, get your affairs in order.
Yes, absolutely. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure, and it's certainly true when it comes to estate planning. Having a well-drafted estate plan can, in many circumstances, be one of the best investments that anybody makes during their lifetime.
Sure. All right, Blake, we're going to hit a few things today, but let's kind of start out with just some of the common mistakes that people can make. You know, I know you do a second look over if people have a current plan they've done somewhere else. I know you do that, so you've probably seen some things there. But just as you go through things with people, and maybe they've talked with someone else, what are just some of the common mistakes that people can make when they're making their estate plan?
Sure. So the most common estate planning mistake, undoubtedly, is putting it off. 2/3 of all people don't have any estate plan whatsoever. Many people fear that it's going to be a daunting task creating an estate plan. I ask most of my clients after they finish the estate planning process what they thought of their experience, and over I get this response: this was much easier than we expected. It was not nearly as daunting, it was not nearly as intimidating as we expected it to be. Putting it off is the biggest mistake. The second biggest mistake would be not updating. If you have an out-of-date estate plan, that can be worse for you than not creating an estate plan whatsoever.
Really?
If
okay.
you've moved, if there's been a marriage or divorce, if there's been a birth in your family, if it's been more than 5 or 10 years since you looked at your estate plan, then it's definitely wise to sit down and review your estate plan. The third biggest mistake would be giving outright distributions to your beneficiaries. And there's a couple ways that this mistake happens. One is leaving money to your children when your children are too young to manage the money themselves. I've never spoken with anyone who received a large inheritance before the age of 25, and they now over the age of 35 say, that was good for me to receive a big chunk of money when I was younger. So the outright distributions to beneficiaries that are young. And then also, I generally guide my clients not to ever give outright distributions to their children. Instead, keep the money protected. Allow them to choose their trustees, take control over their trust at a certain age, age 25, age 30, age 35 perhaps. But instead of dumping the money all into their pocket the day that they turn 35 and allowing their spouse to go and file for divorce and take half the money you have worked hard for, instead, keep the money in trust, allow the beneficiaries to manage the money as they see fit, and then at that time, they don't need to worry about an outside party taking it away from them. And then the fourth biggest mistake is not planning for your long-term care. Long-term care costs in Colorado can cost anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 per month. There are absolutely strategies which families can take so that they can see that their own assets pass to their children and their grandchildren instead of the government or some health care provider.
Right. Blake Harris is with us. It's Mile High Estate Planning. And Blake, and you know, I think we both kind of take this one as a given, but I do want to bring it up. And because you mentioned this, estate planning is all you do. You don't want someone to call you and say, hey, I just had a fender bender and I need to talk to you about personal injury. So my point in bringing this up is this: deal with someone that this is all they do 7 days a week, and this is their life, where they know every angle of this. And that's why, Blake, I love that's what you do, because, I mean, estate planning is all you do. So don't make a mistake by going to some family friend that's just an attorney and maybe does real estate law or something like that and get them to guide you through something like this, because there's going to be mistakes made there that could be very costly.
Right. So, I mean, I want to clarify something you said. I don't mind if clients call and ask for help with something like a car accident or like a divorce.
Sure,
my
sure.
Firm won't my firm's not going to handle it ourselves.
I understand.
We're going to refer to somebody who specializes in that area. But yes, since I started the practice, pretty much since I graduated law school, I've done one thing, and this is helping families plan for their assets and pass them on to the next generation. And we can do everything within the estate planning umbrella, from drafting simple wills to creating revocable trusts for avoiding probate after someone passes away. We can also set up asset protection trusts so that families can avoid paying for the rising cost of long-term care or keep their property safe from lawsuits. We also help clients apply for Medicaid or veterans benefits. We can set up gun trust, pet trust. We also, of course, do all the incapacity planning. This is setting up a financial power of attorney for making financial decisions in the event that you become incapacitated. You don't want to have to go through lifetime probate. Lifetime probate comes in two different forms. It comes in the form of a guardianship, which is the court-supervised process for having an individual take over your medical decisions. And then it also comes in the form of a conservatorship. Conservatorships are the court-supervised process for having an individual take over the management of your financial affairs. People are familiar with probate after you pass away, the government process for distributing estates after someone passes, assets after someone passes away. Guardianships and conservatorships are actually even worse. They can take several years or in some cases decades because they require ongoing reporting to the court. By having a complete set of incapacity documents, which include a financial power of attorney, a medical power of attorney, a HIPAA release for gaining access to your protected health care records, and a living will for giving your instructions that you probably want to have life support removed if you're stuck in a permanent vegetative state and on a breathing tube, these documents can avoid lifetime probate. So having the complete set of incapacity documents can save your family a great deal of time, money, and energy if you ever do become incapacitated. Yes, it's all within our wheelhouse. Anything estate planning, we actually put the word estate planning in the name of our firm. As far as I know, we are the only law firm in Colorado that does that. Others may claim to be focused on estate planning, but have changed their practice area every few years.
Sure,
we've done one thing, and we do it well.
Absolutely. Once again, Blake Harris is with us. It's milehighestateplanning.com. Please, please, please check out his website. A lot of great information there, but then mainly check out the reviews. And once again, you will see why we are thrilled to have Blake as our only estate planning attorney that we endorse, we recommend. And, you know, I don't need 10 on a list. I need one that does it right and that has a passion for it and the knowledge that helps people. And we are very, very thrilled to have Blake with us. So, Blake, when we talk about probate, and, you know, we usually this word will come up every show we do, but someone asked me before the show today, you know, they said, we've heard y'all talk about probate. And so, you know, when we talk about a probate dispute, what is usually in when we talk about probate? Is that usually like a house or property, or kind of what makes up what goes into probate?
Sure. So probate is there for distributing any assets which an individual owns when they pass away, which don't have one of the following: a beneficiary designation. So if you have a financial account, you can just name a beneficiary on that account. You may name an individual, or you may want to name a trust. If you name a trust, then you can give your beneficiaries that asset protection so that they don't lose it because of a lawsuit, divorce, or bankruptcy. But if there's a beneficiary on an account, that asset will stay outside of probate. Next, what the other assets that would go into probate would be anything that, such as if you have a piece of real estate that you did not transfer into a trust. Generally, I will recommend for clients who own real estate, create a revocable living trust, transfer your home into the trust, either with a quitclaim deed or a beneficiary deed, and then that home will stay outside of probate. But if you have a trust and you didn't transfer your property into the trust or you didn't create an estate plan whatsoever, then that property will need to go through probate. Probate is the government process for distributing your property to your beneficiaries. Probate in Colorado, it is not a quick process. By law, it has to take a minimum 6 months, and for uncontested estates, it often takes close to 2 years. It's also not a free process either. Probate in Colorado can run anywhere from a few thousand dollars to tens of thousands of dollars. My firm, as I mentioned, will do anything within the estate planning arena, so this certainly includes helping with the probate process. If you have a loved one who has passed away and you need help navigating the probate court, we can certainly help with these matters. Now, the figures that I quoted of anywhere from a few thousand dollars to tens of thousands of dollars tends to be the cost for an uncontested estate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this estate becomes contested, if there are disagreements between the beneficiaries, the heirs, the creditors, or there's something about the will that's unclear, then it can become very expensive for the family members to receive the assets. And both sides will need to go out, hire attorneys. I have a team of attorneys at my firm. We're not a sole practitioner law firm, nor are we a mega law firm where you're going to get lost in the mixes. We're going to get lost. But we're a mid-sized law firm with four attorneys working for us right now, and we are able to go to court on behalf of our clients and fight a battle. Just one common thing that happens is a will contest. If a will is signed and the individual who signs the will does not have capacity to sign that will, then the beneficiaries can come back, or the ones who would have been beneficiaries can come back and challenge that will. They can get the will thrown out. There are three ways to have a will disregarded in Colorado. The first one is to claim lack of capacity. This is where grandma has dementia and has a grandson getting in there, pressuring her to sign new documents. We would need to get some medical records and likely a forensic expert to come in and testify that the individual who signed that will, or maybe signed the update to the will, leaving all the money to them, did not have the capacity to sign those documents. And under this argument, we can get a will disregarded if it was not properly signed or if it was not signed by someone who had the capacity. The next is insane delusion. It's a very rarely used one in Colorado, but it's one that's when there's no basis for what somebody believes, you can have their will disregarded. And the third is the undue influence. Grandpa has $5 million of stock and real estate, and then 3 weeks before he passes away, this new girlfriend that's a third of his age convinces him to sign everything over to her in the last will and testament. May seem a little bit suspicious, and the court may rule that that will should not be upheld. So will contest, trust contest, they are prevalent, they are expensive, they tear families apart, and if at all possible, you want to avoid them.
Sure. And anyone can contest any will, right?
So the question that I get several times a day from clients as they're speaking with me in my office is, what I hear from clients is, we have some strange things going on in our family. And I remind my clients, your family is not any stranger than anyone else's. Every single family, could occupy a full hour on the Jerry Springer show. And I certainly understand wanting to have an estate plan that could not be contested. However, we don't sell those. And I tell the clients that straight up, that we do not sell plans which cannot be contested. And the reason we don't sell those is because they don't exist. Every estate plan can be contested. However, you can do a lot to minimize the chances of a contest. You can do a lot to reduce the risk that somebody is going to contest your estate plan. And the way to do that is, number one, work with a law firm. If somebody brings me a will and says they want to contest it, the first thing I ask them is, who drafted it? If it was drafted at home by the client themselves without any professional oversight, then we're going to take it to the next step. We're going to continue to investigate. If it was drafted by an attorney, my next question is, which attorney? Is this an attorney who's a generalist that takes every client that comes through the door and will do any type of legal work, or is this a specialist? Is this an attorney who focuses on estate planning? If it's an attorney who takes any type of work, I'll continue the conversation. If it's drafted by a firm which focuses exclusively on estate planning, it's still possible that there may be something going on there that could have it contested. But if it's drafted by an estate planning law firm with a firm that focuses on it, the chances of being able to successfully throw that will out are very, very slim. And then once you are working with a professional estate planning law firm, make sure that it's, as long as it is properly executed, there are the proper witnesses or notaries, the will is, the family members who are beneficiaries are kicked out of the room, then you should have a very secure estate plan. It's still possible any will could be thrown out. It does come down to the decision of a judge and what you can convince a judge of. But when it comes to estate planning, your goal should be to try to minimize the risk of a contest. If somebody tells you they have an estate plan that can't be contested, run, because that is not accurate. Okay. However, if you're working with someone who's doing all they can to minimize the risk, then you probably made a very good investment with setting up your estate plan.
All right, good deal. Now, let's just talk about the process. You said when you've talked to your clients after they're finished, they say, wow, this was such an easy process. What does just that initial consultation look like? What would people need to bring to you? So let's just kind of go through that for a couple of minutes.
Sure. So you don't need to bring anything to us. The hardest part is getting started. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call or go online to our website, milehighestateplan.com. Fill out one of the contact us forms, and someone from our firm will get in contact with you. That's all you need to do to get the ball rolling, and that can often be the hardest part for a lot of people. Once that's done, we'll schedule a time where you will meet one-on-one with me, and we have a couple of different options for meeting. You can schedule a phone call, we can schedule a Zoom call, or if you'd like to come into our office, we have beautiful office space in downtown Denver, next to Union Station, with free parking, and we are available to meet with our clients 7 days per week. That first consult is absolutely free. We never charge for an initial consult. During that meeting, I'm going to ask questions about your assets, your family, and your goal for your assets. Once I have a good understanding of your situation, then I will be able to quote a price for the creation of your estate plan. You're certainly under no obligation to move forward. However, the price we quote will be exactly what you're going to pay for your estate plan. There's no hidden charges. There's no hourly billing for estate planning purposes. You know what you're getting into. It's very important to me that our clients are not upset or are never surprised with the bill. If clients do choose to engage us, we'll then begin the intake process. It's a very simple intake process. It doesn't take a lot of time for clients to gather the documents, gather the information that they need, and we can usually do it all online or over the phone, whichever is easiest for the client. A couple weeks after we have the information we need to draft the estate plan, we will send it to our clients to review. Our clients then have as long as they would like to review the documents. They can ask as many questions as they would like. They can make as many changes and revisions as they would like.
Okay.
Once the documents are drafted to our client's complete satisfaction, we will then schedule a time for the clients to sign the documents. After the documents have been executed, we will then give the clients the original documents. They will maintain an electronic copy. We will maintain an electronic copy as well. And then we welcome clients to call back at any time and ask a question about their estate plan. Whether it's 6 months down the road or 10 years down the road, if you have a circumstance that changes in your life and you want to know how it affects your estate plan, we do not charge for these calls. And we do this very intentionally because we want our clients to communicate with us.
Sure.
So that as their life circumstances change, we can keep their estate plan in line with their goals.
Absolutely. Blake Harris is with us, milehighestateplanning.com. If you would like to get in touch with Blake, as he said, you can go on there, do the contact form. They will contact you, or you can just pick up the phone and call them at 720-924-6171, and they will be glad to help you. You know, Blake, I mentioned to a few people after our last show that I knew had college students hopefully going off to school. That may be in jeopardy some here the way these things are going with school starting. And I mentioned to them about some of the documents you said would be good for a student to have, and people looked at me like they had never in a million years thought about that. So I thought, you know, we've got about 5 or 6 minutes left here, but I thought we'd take just a few minutes and kind of go through that again for those that may have students going off to college and just thinking they're okay.
You know, I've got another friend who's an estate planning attorney as well, great estate planning attorney, and his daughter recently went off to college. She got hurt, nothing too serious, but did end up in the hospital. And he called the hospital and said, "My daughter's there. Can I please speak with her doctor?" And they responded with, "No, your daughter's 18 years old, and under HIPAA, we cannot share that information." He felt like the plumber that goes around and fixes everyone else's toilet, but comes home to a leaky toilet himself. Yes, if you have children who are going to be going off to college, they may not have assets themselves and probably don't need to set up a trust, but simply having the incapacity documents can be very important in the event that they are injured and you need to speak to a hospital on their behalf. So our services, we are able to, my youngest client is 19 years old, my oldest client is 99 years old. We can help people during each stage of their life put their family in a more secure position, whether you're 18 years old and just need to sign a financial and medical power of attorney, or maybe you're 25 years old and just getting married and planning to have your first child. We can help you nominate a guardian for your minor children. As you get older, if you start a business and you're concerned about lawsuits, we can help you with asset protection planning. And then as you become closer to the age where you might be moving into a nursing home, we can set up a Medicaid asset protection trust so that instead of watching your family spend $5,000 to $10,000 per month on long-term care, you can put those assets into a protected trust. Those assets would then pass down to your children and grandchildren when you pass away, and Medicaid will not be able to come back and recover them. And then after an individual passed away, we can certainly help with all the probate work. Probate can be a very confusing process. It also comes during a time of otherwise a lot of stress in the family. And we can help make this process much smoother and simpler.
Right. Great information. Once again, it is 720-924-6171, or you can go to milehighestateplanning.com, click on the contact form, just fill in the information there, and Blake or one of his staff will get in touch with you. And as he mentioned, it is a free consultation. And folks, there's no better time than today to make this happen and just get that ball rolling. This would be great for you, great for your family. To have a plan, very few things go well without a proper plan. And I promise you, Blake will take great, great care of you. So, Blake, last couple of minutes, why work with Mile High Estate Planning?
Well, for one, I don't think that there's any firm that can brag much better experience and expertise than our firm. Not only have I spoken at events across Colorado and throughout the nation, I'm a published author in this type of work. We're 100% focused on estate planning. Not only do I do estate planning for my own clients, frequently I teach continuing education to other professionals, CPAs, and attorneys. So I'm out there actually instructing other attorneys on how to become estate planning attorneys.
Right.
But the real reason to work with our firm, more than any other reason, is because you're going to have a great experience. We make the process simple. We offer very competitive, affordable pricing. And our clients love us. But don't just take my word for it. Go online and Google Mile High Estate Planning and read some of the countless number of glowing reviews from current and former clients. Then pick up the phone and give us a call. 720-924-6171, or send me an email, blake@milehighestateplanning.com, and let me know when we can set up a time to speak so that we can get the process started so you can protect your family and you can protect your legacy.
Absolutely. And as Blake mentioned, I've been to his office several times, beautiful office downtown, and if you didn't catch the word, free parking. Hey, you don't hear that much downtown. It is very close, very easy access. So if you'd like an in-person meeting there at his office, or, hey, we're all hooked up now to Zoom and all the different things like that, you can do that from the comfort of your own home. But either way, give Blake a call today, 720-924-6171. And or, as he said, check out the website, click on the contact form, put your information, and they will get right back to you. But take a few minutes and read the reviews, all right? And I promise you, this is the guy that can take care of you, and you can have all the assurances of the world that you are dealing with a top-notch attorney and a really, really great guy as well. So, Blake, as always, our time is up. It goes too quick, but we will look forward to our next visit, sir.
Scott, it was a pleasure being on the show. Look forward to being on the show again sometime soon. Have a great rest of your day.
All right,
thanks
you as well.
Everyone.
That's Blake Harris, 720-924-6171, milehighestateplanning.com. Make that call today, 720-924-6171. Thanks for joining us today. I want to thank all of our guests, but mostly thank you. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.